Shane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a wonderful weekend. Sunday, my friend Chris came over. We shared an omelet and a smoothie. We went for a hike, and we had some serious dialogue on the scripture, something that has become quite a joy. In the process, we watched the video that I did for your birthday, The Marriage Defined and a Commitment Beyond. And it's the first time I've seen it in, what, a week? We reviewed some of the scripture, and it was interesting how Chris mentioned that brought up a lot of things that you normally don't hear. And I was encouraged by that. And we wrestled with it. And of course, there was the beginning of it was mostly in the scripture. The up until almost the end, it was also then kind of personal, talking about our family. And, of course, had the pictures of our kids and of you and I at our wedding day. Actually the day before. And it was a delightful conversation, and I was really encouraged. I was encouraged at the scripture that was presented, the grace that the Lord offers, his plans, and so forth. But obviously, that doesn't seem to be shared, and that disappoints me greatly. The other thing we reviewed, there's a gentleman named Wang Yi in China. He's a pastor and has a congregation of at least 100. It is a house church, and they were all arrested. And, because what he says, being independent, is illegal in China. And he wrote a letter, apparently he wrote the draft in like September or whatever, and it was released like 2 days after he was taken into custody. And we read it together. And it is absolutely marvelous. The level of commitment this guy showed, his commitment to the Lord over the institution, whether religious or state, was remarkable. And it was interesting, as Chris and I discussed, it was, why weren't we prepared? Like, he's, I think, younger than I am. And why weren't we prepared for this? Well, obviously, the institution doesn't want what he proclaims. But his stand being his desire is to proclaim Christ, not to change the institution. The way he said it in the letter was just absolutely remarkable. And, I'm there. And a lot of things came to mind. The obvious one was, don't you understand? It's exactly what happened at Westar. I wasn't arrested, but I was fired because my interest was obedience to Christ rather than the institution. And in the same way, my obedience to Christ rather than the institution, let the institution send the police to my door, specifically Meadowview. So I'm dabbling in the same place this gentleman is. He may be going to go through things a lot more physically difficult. All I have is a broken heart. And there's only one person who can change that. That would be the person who committed to stand with me all the days of our lives, which the marriage defined in a commitment beyond. Yeah, I think it's that. My commitment stands. And I would really, really love it if you'd live out yours. I ask for that because I love you. I love you intensely. I don't want to be alone. Dorothy Jane, I love you.